Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Kalani and Conrad with your 10 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, the University of Queensland is leading a project to improve dental care in the aged care service. Researchers at UQ's School of Dentistry are delivering urgently needed oral health in regional Queensland and New South Wales at large scale. Professor Lo Dock said, quote, "Access to appropriate dental care is a major challenge in aged care, and residents with cognitive impairment may not be able to communicate they're in pain. The research team is set to visit 28 aged care facilities from Northern Rivers up to Townsville."
A leaked draft of Brisbane Council Transport's plans indicate that the metro seems unlikely to be finished in time for the 2032 Olympic Games. It also suggested an abandoned plan to build a cycling bridge between St. Lucia and West End, a 63,000-seat stadium, as well as moving the National Aquatic Centre at Centenary Pool and the Athletes Village could be resurrected. The Brisbane Times reports that shade infrastructure on the Victoria Bridge was supposed to be installed, but was shelved 3 years ago to cut costs.
In national news, after an iron ore mine caused destruction to 140 cultural heritage sites, mining company Fortescue has been ordered to pay Inja Bamardi traditional owners $150 million in record-breaking native title payout. The Guardian has estimated the mine generated $80 billion in revenue since operations began in 2013, which began without the consent of traditional owners. A compensation claim submitted in 2022 was seeking $1.8 billion, whereas the company sought to cap compensation at $8 million. Dozens of community members, including elders, children, and babies, were present in the court's decision. It's the result of decades of Inja Bamardi traditional owners fighting for their rights, who received native title to their land in 2017, including the area where the mine sits.
With the federal budget announcement today, $200 million cuts to the sector in charge of national pest and weed control have been announced. Conservation groups are celebrating the native species funding in the budget, but condemn the cuts that expose the Australian environment to disease and pest threats. ABC reports that the federal government has failed to back up commitments to conservation, changing budgets each year, which directly affects the removal of pests harming wildlife such as fire ants. According to Jack Goh from the Invasive Species Council, quote, "We need to stop treating these projects as optional extras. They need to be core parts of the budget that don't get cut year to year."
In international news, following over a decade of research and global consultation, polycystic ovary syndrome, or PCOS, has been officially renamed polyendocrine metabolic ovarian syndrome, or PMOS. In the past, the nature of the term polycystic has been a factor of delayed diagnosis, as it focuses on, quote, attention to one organ. Endocrinologist Professor Helena Teed stated that the name PCOS didn't reflect the, quote, multi-system burden that people with this condition have suffered. The new change has already resulted in positive feedback, valuing patient voices, and reflects significant change in the direction of women's health.
For your weather today, Brisbane is still showering. It's currently 19 degrees with an expected maximum of 20.5. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.